Support for Perspectives comes from Comcast, dedicated to serving California communities with access to high-speed internet and digital equity initiatives to help people get online and participate in the digital economy. More at california.comcast.com.
From KQED.
In 2017, my husband and I went house hunting. We realized that although we were excellent at fixing things in the virtual world, our skills wouldn't materialize with real-world fixer-uppers. So we opted for new construction in a Mountain View community that didn't quite exist. The development included plans for a 2.7-acre park, one of those eventually features. I didn't attach a lot of value to this detail. My relationship with parks was akin to vestigial parts like tonsils or an appendix. I knew they existed and could even roughly point to their location, but didn't quite know their value. All that changed when our son Oliver was born. In our community that doesn't have backyards, parks and playgrounds are a boon to families with young children. I no longer view parks as green spaces that separate rows of houses. They are communal havens that distract kids and dispense vitamin D. I don't see playgrounds as noisy regions relegated to spirited children. It's an asylum for parents who nod at each other as if to say, I see the black circles around your eyes and raise you a broken back and a torn ligament. Never have I been more grateful for even an aging playground than when the pandemic hit and daycare shut down. Even with the yellow tape strategically wrapped around the creaky swings and shabby slides, it kept my son busy. Granted, he was busy trying to dismantle those tapes. The playgrounds have been nice, but the parks the developers promised remained an illusion. However, this spring, the weed farm, as my son lovingly called it, has finally been replaced with a concrete foundation. The makeshift graveyards the children built for various critters have now given way to overnight trees inside see-through fences. As someone who shrugged off this park as a nice-to-have amenity, I find myself walking around the construction zone several times a week with my now 3-year-old son, discussing all the possibilities it holds this summer. With a perspective, this is Jasmine Yakshich.
Support for Perspectives comes from Comcast, dedicated to serving California communities with access to high-speed internet and digital equity initiatives to help people get online and participate in the digital economy. More at california.comcast.com.
Do you love your local bookstore? Well, I have the perfect event for you. This Saturday, April 27th, is Independent Bookstore Day. It's a day to celebrate your favorite local bookstore. I'm Olivia Allen Price, host of the Bay Curious podcast here at KQED, and I'm popping in to let you know that we will be hosting an event at Green Apple Books in San Francisco for the occasion. Come out for an author Q&A about the Bay Curious book. We'll be playing some Bay Area-themed trivia. There will be prizes and so much more. And the best part, tickets are donation-based, and all proceeds go to the Prisoners Literature Project. Learn more at kqed.org/live. I hope to see you there.